Hello everyone and welcome to the 5-Minute Podcast. My name is Isaac Olvera and I'm here to talk to you about podcasts. Yes, I know that sounds ironic, a podcast about podcasts, but I really find podcasts interesting and I couldn't come up with anything else. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the 5 reasons why it's so much more beneficial to listen to podcasts than wasting your time being unproductive and why I really got into podcasts. I hope you learned something new and go listen to something on your own. So one day I was coming across recommendations and I found an article that explained why podcasts are better for you than listening to music. Now this naturally caught my attention because I listen to music almost all the time. I really find music as a part of my life, but once reading this, I figured out why podcasts are so much better than wasting your time listening to the radio or music. Now I don't have the article with me nor can I cite it, but I will tell you the reasons why I believe podcasts are beneficial. So reason number one of podcasts being beneficial is that you can listen to them almost anywhere you go. Unlike reading blogs or watching videos, you don't need time to consume podcasts. You can listen to podcasts almost any time. Most people listen to podcasts going to and from work or traveling. I mean, you can listen to podcasts while working out in the gym or going out for a walk, waiting during passing periods, waiting in line or shopping in the mall, or any spare time you have. The beauty of podcasts is you can take it anywhere and treat your ear anytime. You could be learning, laughing, or being inspired at any point with podcasts. Reason number two is you're like me, a person who wants to learn more but hates to read. Instead of reading books, you can subscribe to a podcast on a subject that you're interested in and continue your journey of self-development. This is another thing I love about podcasts is that you can find shows on almost every genre from arts to science to comedy to inspiration. Now, there's this quote from Dalai Lama, I think that's how you pronounce it, and it says, when you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. Podcasts are very informative pieces. You can binge listen to these almost all the time. They talk to you as if they know you. It leaves enough room for the speaker to convey their message in a highly interactive way in which written content like blogs or books doesn't provide. Also, all podcasts are free. You don't have to pay to listen. Books are physical objects, and while podcasts are just audio recordings. The third reason is podcasts introduces you to new slang and words which you might have never heard of. This is another way to feed vocabulary to your brain. Another benefit which I see is listening to them gives you a broader perspective of things. You'll get to know what other people think, and I feel podcasts are one of the easiest and funnest ways to learn and improve your knowledge. According to 7 Benefits of Listening to Podcasts by Lauren Remy, a study done by Emma Rotterow at Pompeu Fabra University, it was found that listeners of podcasts generate more vivid images in their minds and have high levels of emotional involvement in the story. Another study proves that podcasts stimulate mental imagery more intensely and causes listeners to have to pay more attention. Since listeners of podcasts are only listening to a story and not seeing it, it causes them to use their imagination and build pictures of who and what they are listening to in their head. Therefore, their imaginations are more strong and vivid than those who do not listen to podcasts. The fourth reason why podcasts are beneficial is because of today's society. As I explained before, that podcasts expand your vocabulary, it also helps with your social skills. As you listen to podcasts, it helps with your listening, making your attention span increase and contribute to a longer conversation. Podcasts will help engage yourself more fully into stories and to become a part of what you're listening to. When you listen to your parents speaking or friend, your focus is on them. Same goes with podcasts, and it's because of the intimacy of audio. Listeners feel they have a relationship with the podcast host. This even relates to multitasking. When you're listening to podcasts, it's easy to listen while doing something else, which makes it ideal to do while working or browsing social media, or even talking to someone else if you're that good. You don't have to sit there looking at a wall blandly. It's set for you to do while doing errands. The fifth reason is you can learn almost anything from podcasts. There are TED Talk podcasts I listen to, the most recent of which was called Decisions, where they unravel the mysteries of why people make decisions. You can gain new interests from listening and even new hobbies. Podcasts spark ideas into your brains which could help you lead further in the path of success. Knowledge and skills come from podcasts, and it can even help people start businesses or set a career path. Long-term podcasts are beneficial to you, and soon enough, those boring hour-long talks will help you out. So now that you know my reasons, I recommend you listen to a podcast by Matt Devella, who uncovers why success doesn't equal happiness. A short summary is here, and I'll say it. Alex Benyanian is an entrepreneur and author of the book, The Third Door. the wild quest to uncover how the world's most successful people launched their careers. In this episode, they talk about overcoming fear, the dangers of being overly persistent, and the truth about success and happiness. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Isaac signing out.